This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
David, a couple ticket texts. We'll go right to the phones. It is the crossroads of sports. The cost of watching games, it's through the roof. We've given you some of the numbers. The cost of going to games, self-explanatory. We've lost cabin pressure post-COVID. Then there's this new angle. NIL is not only here to stay, but getting more egregious. But also professionally, where I normally don't care much what athletes get, holy hell. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, $71 million per. You're not far away from a $100 million player. And it just kind of gets, I don't know, it feels like it's in orbit. So are you bothered by one, two, all, or none? David, go ahead, buddy.
I've checked out. Don't go to games anymore. If it's on ESPN, I'll watch. But I've given up. I'm not paying anymore. I'm done. That is from Bill in Livonia. I have a 5- and a 2-year-old, and it's frustrating that so many important games on weekends aren't on during times I can watch with my kids, at least partially before bed.
Well, and again, you know, collegiately especially. I mean, last year, wouldn't MSU play 6 night games?
Yes.
I mean, good, you know, you got, I'm not saying you tailor it like it's Disney, but what happened to the noon kick, the 3:30 kick? Oh, yeah, MSU's playing Friday night at 9. What? And your team's terrible. I know. Thank you. I'm aware. Water's wet. The point is the point. It's happening all across the sport. You know when I want to watch college football? Saturday. You want to put a game on a Saturday night? I'll live with it. But the night games are supposed to be Georgia LSU. Elite. The night game should be Michigan Penn State. Whiteout.
It shouldn't, Nebraska, Iowa.
Yeah, it shouldn't be Rutgers USC at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday. Like, no. Greed. And you had to stream the damn game.
Mike has a great point with the cost to be a fan. To build on his point, time slots have expanded. Now the cost to be a fan means you have to always be tuned into sports all day.
Yeah.
Because there's now so many time slots.
Can I say something without being slandered? I'm asking for permission.
Go ahead.
There is never any illusion. We don't dig ditches for a living. Okay. Please don't take it that way, especially if there's a guy driving home who busted his ass, like, you know, on a ladder all day. I'm just making a point. That ticket texter has it right, is that, like, football season. Football is no longer 16 weeks. It is a 25-week tour de force. By the middle of football season, you know what I don't want to do anymore? Be locked in my house watching football. It's what we sign up for. It's no different than a CPA. Hey, it's tax season. Believe me. But I can acknowledge what the ticket texter's saying without this whole, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm fine, but I get what he's saying. Because let me tell you the one that bothers me most. And hey, it's not like I'm delivering a sermon anytime soon. The Sunday morning football I think it's offensive. It's ridiculous. They're going to run 16 European 9 a.m. games this year during football season. Sunday morning is for two things, going to church or going to get bagels.
Correct.
That's it. That's what Sunday morning is. 9 a.m. now.
See, but that's part of it.
Crazy.
Because while you're right, the middle of the season, you're like, oh, here we go. We're still, you know, struggling through till the end. The problem, though, is if it was just Sunday, fine. But it's Thursday, almost. It's Friday sometimes. Then it's the games on Saturday late in the season. Then Sunday. Then two games on Monday half the time. That's the problem.
Then week of Thanksgiving, you're getting a Thursday night, a Black Friday, probably Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Christmas. Remember, they had it the whole week. Christmas Day, another day. Shouldn't be football. That's ridiculous. Shouldn't be football. All right, that's all. I'm yelling at clouds now. Let's go to Tim, 97.1. Timmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Talk to me.
Mike, want to focus on the NIL stuff?
Sure.
I can get my thoughts on the others, but the NIL one really bothers me.
Okay.
More so talking about when you talk NIL, it was supposed to be name, image, and likeness, correct?
Yes.
And now it's just
pay to play,
unlimited salary for whoever you want.
Yes.
And that's really what bothers me. That's supposed to protect, you know, LeBron James in high school, Terrell Pryor at Ohio State. There's a handful of arguments you can make that, you know, they're not doing anything other than playing football or basketball.
Right. And, I mean, think about this, Tim. Let me give you an example that'll make you throw up. So Kenny's school, Georgia, Kirby Smart with a straight face said something. My hair almost fell out of my head. They are paying kids $20,000 a month to stay committed. So a kid who commits and can't sign until, whatever, February, that kid is getting $20,000 a month to just keep his word. What?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Let's also talk about what it's doing to the kids. These are future members of society or current members of society, and you're teaching them to sell out for money. You're teaching them that it's okay not to say what you're committed to and that you can move on and do other things where there's more money. Hey, come play football. Let's play a game, Mike. Ashton Gentry went in the draft. Let's say he was a freshman last year at Boise State. He's not playing there anymore. No. Who's he playing for tomorrow, and how much money did he get to sell out in front of his teammates and his coaches?
Yeah, and Tim, I think the other thing is, look, if a player attains a certain level of greatness, I do lean towards David that, look, if you've been through the wars and it's your last year in school and you want to cash in and go try to win a national championship, I can work my way there.
100%.
But you're right, because here's what it's creating. It's creating a real society, a generation of player that can't handle adversity. The first time something goes wrong, transfer. First time you don't get the...
Now, Mike.
What's up?
He's playing at UCLA now.
Playing at UCLA. Forgive me. I'm not picking up what you're laying down here. Who?
Nico.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful point. Yeah. And again, Tim, he renegotiated his deal twice and tried it a third time in the same offseason. No, you gave your word. You got paid. Look, this happened with Keon Coleman at State. It happened with Derek Harmon. They gave Derek Harmon his money. And then Oregon said, well, we don't care. We'll double it. And Derek Harmon had a sick mom. What am I going to say? But the whole point is, when you're playing at a school, the first time something goes wrong, you don't bail. That's the opposite of what sports teaches us. That's the opposite of a brotherhood. That's the opposite of your coming of age story. You can't bail in life when bleep gets hard. That's the part that turns me off. It's not necessarily like players and their families getting money. It's how it's happening. and that there's no guardrails and that there's just no accountability. Oh, you didn't get, you know, oh, you didn't get 20 touches this week. Wah, wah, wah. What are you going to do? Leave? We still won the game. Like, what the hell? So, yeah, I'm with him on a lot of that, David. But when a player earns the right, like, look, Ashton Jeanty, if he wanted to leave Boise, he could have. Boise created a specific fundraising mechanism. I don't know if it was called the Bronco Club or what, whatever it was. They put like all the resources in it to keep him for the 1 year. But again, that's a kid who valued where he was at, who believed in him, who recruited him out of Florida and gave him a chance when nobody else did. And he actually has some integrity about him. And he still made money.
See, but the problem is it creates things. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this Ace Bailey story for the Utah Jazz.
What now?
Well, Ace Bailey.
I'm tired of Ace Bailey, and he hasn't taken his first shot.
He got drafted by the Utah Jazz, didn't really want to go there. Well, apparently.
Did he really want to go to Rutgers?
Probably not.
Because you got paid.
Well, apparently, it seems like his team was trying to get his agent's son to be one of the coaches for Summer League. The NBA had a question about it, and now he's no longer going to be that guest coach.
Oh my.
And it's like, that's what some of this NIL has created.
I
want this. And it's, hold on, this is the NBA.
You know what kills me about all of it, too? Is there's no standard for being an agent in the NIL space. I mean, a lot of these dudes are street hustlers. Do you know the rate that some of these guys are charging? Some of the people I've talked to, do you know some of these kids are getting taken to the cleaners for 25, 30%? I mean, that's the mob offers a better rate. That's crazy. Like in Hollywood, your agent might get 1%. Just as a comparison. You imagine taxes plus you sign a bad agent with a bad on it. There should be a standardized fee. If you want to play in the NIL space and you want to be an agent, there is a flat fee. You got to pass this test. You got to have this understanding of finances. You have to have a clean record. And this is what it is. You can have as many clients as you want, but the fee is the fee. It shouldn't be this predatory thing. It's whatever. You know what? Wake me up when the sport dies. I quit. You can tell which one bothers me the most. And I apologize.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.